That's my sad one because it's the last
episode. This is the last episode of season.
We gonna miss y'all, but it's been an amazing journey. I'm Keith.
And I'm Destiny.
No, that's sad too, girl.
Because, I mean, just even, we were just, you know, before we were talking about this with our videographer who's been so amazing and blessing to us.
And also our prophet slash manager.
He's all the things. Amen. About how amazing this season has been and just the things that have happened, the comments that y'all leave underneath the videos. I mean, we just, messages. The messages that we receive is, me, Destiny, I didn't expect all of this. And we just are honored and blessed that God would put his hand on this, because that's really all it is, you know?
Me, yeah, to clarify that, it was you.
What? Because Keon, he's a visionary. You know, he sees things beyond what they are. Me, I'd be like, I hear y'all, but let me see it happen. You know what I'm saying? Let me see the numbers. You know what I'm saying? That's me. So, but Keon and Daniel, they were like, nah, this about to go off. And I'm like, But then once y'all hit that, like, that 5,000 followers in like 2 days, I said, okay, it's real.
Here we are.
It's really happening. So we're just grateful and sad, but excited for, you know, what's to come. You know, this is not our last season. This is just the last episode of season 2.
Yeah. And that's what today is about. It's really just going to be a reflection episode. We've been married for a year and...
A little bit over a month.
Yeah. So we're going to talk through kind of what we've learned, some of the things that we've experienced. Just a total recap, but also too, just talking about the podcast as well and some future things that we got in store that we're excited about. So I guess I want to start off with what would you say is, let's recognize something in yourself. Like, what is the biggest thing you've seen as far as views, like, in growth wise as a wife?
As a wife?
Yeah, as a wife. When have you grown in? Like, which area has you grown in the most since we've been married?
As a wife, I feel like I've grown most.
And then I'm going to say what I think you've grown into.
In two areas. Now, as a wife, I'm like, as a person.
Okay, let's do both.
Okay, I think as a wife, I've grown, well, maybe they're the same now that I'm giving it time.
Take your time.
I think I've grown in being quick to listen and slower to speak. Because, honey, when we first met y'all, even before we was married.
Quick to speak.
And God has moved, amen. So yes, I've grown quickly. I've grown a lot in the quick to listen and slow to speak. I feel like I've grown in being a better listener. Okay, tell us, sir.
So yesterday we was on the phone and I had a tough conversation, and typically in the past it would be hard for me sometimes and to bring certain thoughts or topics to Destiny, because I will feel like she would try to tell me what to do, or like she knew, because she extremely intelligent. Her job for a living is to help other people's life be a lot easier. And sometimes I felt that she would bring work to our marriage. But yesterday, I was just so proud. I was just so at peace. Like, I called her. And I was like, man, babe, this is where I'm feeling right now. This is what I'm experiencing. And she was like, well, let's pray about it. Or like, what you think about this? Okay, I'm gonna go to my prayer time. I'm gonna pray for you on your behalf. And like, I just felt so at peace. Like, dang, like, this wasn't the response I got.
No, yeah. Before it'd be like, well, do this. And then I think you do this. It was like, I felt like I was the problem solver.
Yeah.
And I really think since this entire year, God has really been doing like a lot of like pruning of me, helping me like to honestly humble myself and remind myself that like he's the problem solver. Like, I take all the problems to him. Like, I don't have all the answers. I only get the answers that I even get for what I do, because God has given me the skills and the talents that I have. It's nothing that I did on my own.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of him that I'm able to have the intelligent response. It's not something that I did. So I think
that really meant a lot to me. Yeah. I don't think I told you that.
Amen. I appreciate that. So yeah, I do think that I've grown a lot in being a better listener. And I think I've grown a lot in emotionally.
Okay, we're going in.
I think I've grown a lot emotionally. I think that I came into the marriage less empathetic than what I am now. And I also have grown in like being okay with seeing the not so good things about myself and then being able to take it to God or the therapy and say, hey, like, I want to do better in this.
So.
Oh, thanks.
Let her.
Okay. What would you say?
I would say as a husband, I think it's been like the continuous thing.
Wait, so you want to tell me the areas that you think I grew in?
I said the story yesterday.
Oh, that's the area that I grew in.
You know, I can talk about you all day.
No. I was just saying, did I say the things that like you?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Amen. For sure. Like you agree sure. Those areas.
Yeah, 100%.
Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Your turn.
Well, okay. Well, I do want to acknowledge one more thing.
Okay.
I feel that you have grown immensely in the way of giving grace to yourself.
Amen. Wow. I really
because have. When we first got married, again, you would be so hard on yourself. Anytime something would happen, oh my God, I'm the worst wife ever. Now it's like, one of the things that we joked about all the time was like, D would be like, I don't never mess up.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I said that out my mouth. Human. I did.
Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
How you going to tell me? I know what I'm like, babe, I'm telling you, babe.
Yeah.
And now when things happen or she might, you know, look, we all human, we make mistakes. You're like, I ain't get it this time, but I'm going to get it next time. And I'd be like so proud. Yeah. Like, babe, just give me a hug.
Oh.
So you grow in a tremendous way of just like giving grace to yourself.
Thank you.
Just growing. It's just like, I'm just so proud.
Thank you. I think that all goes kind of back to like the work that God was doing in me.
Yeah.
A lot of that came or like stems from like perfectionism. The fact that I can even... that I say that I don't mess up. It's like, girl, what, please? I think that, again, God's been doing so much in me to be able to help me disappoint. Like, girl, you as human. Okay, you gonna mess up.
Mm.
And when you mess up, remember that there's grace for that. So, amen, I'm grateful.
Okay. So I would say for me, I think one of the things that I've grown in, there's multiple things, but I would say as a husband, definitely just communicating what I desire, what I need. We talked about that a little bit last episode. Mm-hmm. But y'all, I was really bad. Like,
yeah.
I was talking about shutting down. Like, I didn't want to say anything, express any emotion.
I would wear the emotion.
We were just talking the other day.
Yes.
You can see it on my face, but I just sometimes, like, I don't know, I was just scared of. I just didn't do well with confrontation. I just didn't do well with, like, I didn't know how the response was going to be.
Yeah.
So that, I think I've grown a lot in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I think in my personal life, I think I've just grown spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, girl, I was that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. No.
She said,
I mean, from when I met you to now.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we first met, I knew the Lord, but I wasn't like where I am today. So I'm just saying a complete 180 in my life. And I've seen the fruit from it.
Yeah.
So I would say those are two areas. Would you say any area that you see?
Really, I think you spoke to it, the quickness now of the communication when you're and like you said, we even had one the other day. I'm like, May, you're like, I seen this second. Even that.
Yeah.
That's growth right there.
I was like, babe, I'm gonna tell you what I just need to process what I'm feeling and give me like 10, 15 minutes.
And that's now I'm not in my head like, okay, did I do it? Who did it? Yeah. What? Like, I'm like, okay, he gonna talk to me in 5 minutes. And I was so happy. And then
I did it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, he really it didn't take him long. And I'm like, and yeah, so you truly honestly grown. And then even in outside of that, like just you also grown like in confrontation, just period.
Yeah.
Like outside of even the house.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud of you for that too. But yes, you really have. I'm cracking up.
Standing on business. You hear me?
You so silly. So dumb. So yeah, you've grown in that aspect too. So
nah, it's hard though. I think one of the things that like because my heart is for people and wanting to make sure everybody's good and you know, I joke about this. Me and Daniel just talked about this before, like I'm not a pastor, but I do feel like I got a pastor's heart. I just wanted to see people, you know, be the best version of themselves. But I realized trying to please everybody is just a recipe for disaster. You're not really making people better or helping people better if you're not holding them accountable. So, you know, we talk about all the time. Like, I realized that people can't only have an appetite for affirmation and not accountability.
Yeah.
there has to be a balance in between the two. So I can affirm you, but I can also hold you accountable. So that's what I've been learning a lot in my leadership in the role.
Amen. No, you've been doing great in that. And I think maybe, and you can speak to this, I think I'm someone who's, I might not have always know how to say the accountability part properly, but I feel like I'm going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know. Do you feel like that has helped at all? Or was it more so just like internal?
Wait.
Like the fact that like I'm someone who I'm like, oh, we're going to talk about this. Or like, you know what I'm saying?
Has helped
me? Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, amen.
Yeah. I feel like the Chester and Philly and you has rubbed me a lot. Because in the back of my mind, like if I got to confront a teacher or like a staff member or a parent, I can hear Dean. I'm like, yeah, kid, you need to make sure you let me know. Yeah.
Oh, for real.
I don't
I'm a nice, I'm a very nice
person. I definitely can hear you in the back of my head when I'm, you know, doing my thing. So you're definitely helping in it.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
What else in regards to growth would you want us to speak to?
Well, okay. Let's talk about an area that we feel that we want to grow in. Like as we go to this next year, like is there a particular area that you're intentional about?
I always want to grow spiritually. Always. I feel like, honestly, and this is probably like, I mean, this is a vulnerable space. I feel like I...
Oh, God. Before you go there.
Yes.
That is the biggest area out of everything.
Yeah, I'm vulnerable.
You've been vulnerable. You yes.
I feel like I be sharing. I think they're going back to me.
Well, we first met. Emotions. Yes. That's a in combination with.
Amen.
I'm
amen.
Sorry. I didn't.
No, you're fine.
That just hit my heart.
I feel that, again, back to the whole like perfectionist thing that I feel like the Lord has been like really, really breaking down in me. I feel that at some point in my Christian walk, I thought I had arrived. Like I reached the point of like, I know the Bible. I know this and that. Like, but again, God was like, girl, please. And so I feel as though I'm now in a space. He did. He said, girl, let me show you something. And he showed me something. Okay. And I've been reading a book called The Spirit-Filled Life by Charles Stanley. Please get that book. Get that book. Get that book. Girl, get that book.
Talk about sponsorship. They need to put you on payroll.
If Charles, Andy, contact me. That's his son. But if Charles was still alive, I just feel like, and I'm so mad that I like didn't get put onto him until now, but the timing of this book has done, I mean, magnanimous like things in my spiritual walk. And it has really challenged me in the total surrender, total dependence on God. Like I really found that I was actually more self-reliant than dependent on God. And child, that book's been reading me, honey, reading me for Phil. And I'm so grateful that the Lord will allow me to read it at that time, because I think it not only affected how me and God see each other, but also I think how I need to see myself and remind myself that nothing that I'm doing is on my own work. And the fact that like our walk with God is moment by moment, like we're never arriving. I'm never gonna arrive at like, okay, I know all things, because that's not possible. And like, yes, I'm gonna know the scripture, but like how I saw it 5 years ago and how I'm seeing it today, because I shouldn't be maturing spiritually, I'm not gonna see the same things that I saw the last time. So I think that's something that I just continuously am going to be grateful for, is the continuous growth that comes from your walk with God.
Yeah. I love that. I think for me, of course, spiritually, just want to continue growing in that, continue knowing his work.
Just emotionally, really, still, honestly. I think I'm at definitely a different place than I was when we first met or beginning of the year, but still continuing to do the work or dig deeper in just areas that I feel like I know that, you know, even come up just as I live life, like things that I'm like, okay, this is not just normal. This is something that I feel when like previous destiny would be like, I feel this, but I'm not finna talk about it. I'm gonna just leave it inside or like just put it in a wall and just put it under the bed and just not talk about it. I feel like I just want to continue to do the work of like talking about what I feel when I feel it, what it made me feel, and that kind of stuff.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you attribute that growth to like me, or would you say it was hard when I would like bring those conversations up?
I think it was hard at the beginning because it was like, I'm fine. Like I've dealt with it or things, and I just put them in a place where they belong, and they stay in there. And I think that maybe seeing, I guess, how they affected me now or like us now, that then made it more like, hold on, like, when it was just you, that might have been okay. But like now, this is not okay. Right. Yeah. So 100%.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything?
Mm-mm.
I would say definitely spiritually, I want to contain and grow in that. I want to contain the, you know,
growing, learning his voice.
Mm.
And making sure that I'm not confusing my own desires with his.
Yes. That's good. Charles talks about that.
Yeah.
The chapter's called Neutrality.
Yeah. And I seen this on TikTok the other day. This pastor was talking about learning the difference between his will, his win, and his way.
Mm-hmm.
And learning, like, his ways might not be, like, the way that we want.
Oh, the video that I sent you. It was so good.
It was really good. And then the when, like, our time. Because that's, like, I think that's the biggest thing.
And I love the example that he used, too, in the video. Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
He talked about when they anointed Daniel?
Joseph. Yeah, Joseph, we're talking about Joseph.
King, Joseph King. And then, like, that was, like, what, 15 years before he even became king. So you was a king.
Joseph was 17 when he got the dream about how people was going to bow down to him. But he didn't see that dream come to fruition until he was 30 years.
31?
No, he was 30. Yeah. But in between those 13 years, he was thrown in the pit by his own brothers.
Yeah.
He was falsely accused by, you know, the rape by his, part of his wife. So he just went through it all, you know.
Yeah.
And yet his character stayed consistent.
Yeah.
Yet he still stayed steadfast.
Yeah.
And he was still true to God's word. So I
sorry. It made me think about what I read today for my devotional. I'm reading John, and this was a story where he healed the man was blind. And it's crazy because the couple of verses prior to him healing him, the disciples was like, you know, is this man blind because of a sin that he did or a sin that his parents did? He's like, no, he's blind because so that God could like get the glory out of healing him. And it's like, you know, the things that we go through while we're trying to get to that thing, like it's really about us, but also like, the more that we have to tell the story, like, it's really for the glory of God. Like, the testament that's going to come from, like, just think about the testimony that the story of Joseph has been to, like, us or just Christians worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so much more to it than just, you know what I'm saying? Than mm-hmm. just him becoming king.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's something that, honestly, me and you joke about all the time. It's like, God, I understand that this situation is going to bring about glory.
Yeah.
It's going to bring about, you know, content for the new season. But we got enough content for this year.
I'm tired, boss.
We are tired and we are good. We have enough testimonies for this current season. Just let us get to...
to the blessing, okay? Get to the kingdom, amen?
Let us enjoy it. And then next year, you can throw us through some more trials and tribulations.
We'll
share the goodness of the Lord. And for I reckon that the suffering of this present time, we'll be able to share that testimony. But in this current season, can we get a break?
Yeah.
You ever felt like that?
Yeah, because that's how we feel right now.
Yeah,
that's how we feel right now, y'all. But God is good.
Yeah, but say all that to say, though, like, I really am intentional about, like, just growing spiritually and recognizing, like, even to that point, it's like, a conversation that me and you have is like, God, I know I'm in this place for a reason. So like, what are you trying to show me while I'm in this suffering? Like, what areas are you trying to grow? What tests have I not passed in order for me to go to the next season?
Mm-hmm.
And what have I not been obedient in that hasn't released me to go to what you're calling me to next? So that's really been my posture right now. I've really been learning a lot about certain things. Like, again, like God is telling me, I can't give you multiple schools if you can't even steward this one properly, you know what I'm saying? Are you scared of confrontation? Like, how am I gonna give you 300 teachers to manage and you struggling with confronting 20 of them? You know what I'm saying? So it's like having the mindset and the posture of like storing in the little things before he can grant you the big thing is something that I've been learning and growing in.
I love that. I think I'm really, and it's so crazy, we talked to our mentors a couple weeks back and I was getting me and Keon, we were spending our time with God, and I was saying, bae, whenever slow music comes on now about Jesus, I just start to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can remember being like young and being like, why, you know, in church, like, why is this lady crying? Like, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. It's just music.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just feel like I've really been in a season where God's just like almost re-tenderizing my heart toward him. And like, I was telling our mentors that you know how when you're a kid, you look at your father like Superman, like he can do no wrong, like whatever he says goes. I feel like I see God now as Superman again. And I just think it's been so amazing, like, just to be back in a space again, that again came from him having to like remove the scales in my eyes and being like, you don't have it all together. Like, but I think now that I'm back at that point of just like almost like a little child again, how to see God. And I think it's just so amazing that the Bible talks about that God chastises those that he loved. And like the fact that he was able to come in to just help me to see myself, you know, and he's doing it only so that my heart can be pure to be able to talk how we're talking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like just for us to be able to get to where we need to be. And I'm honestly grateful for this season that we in, low key, because the spiritual growth I feel like has been exponential because of the season that we are in, even though it's not fun.
Yeah. I think that's why the podcast has shown so much fruit. Because like we had to go through some stuff to be able to share some of the things that, you know, been blessing you all. But like this is authentic, real, genuine experiences, stories.
Yeah.
Things that we've experienced so that, you know, ultimately God gets the glory. And that's what we're excited about. Speaking of that, it's like, I guess I would like to ask you, what are your feelings towards like the growth of the podcast? Like, how are you feeling about the fact that, you know, we started with 375 followers and then
I think
Daniel was, Daniel went over the stats with us. We've reached over 1.5 million people on social media. We've gained 12,000 followers in 45 days. The list just goes on and on.
Yeah.
So just want to hear from you kind of like what's your thoughts around like
all the things.
Yeah.
One, I'm just like, I'm really in awe, honestly, of what God's been able to do. Because again, like I said at the beginning of the episode, I heard it. It sounded good, but I don't think I've seen it. And I'm honored, I'm grateful, I'm blessed, I'm just all the things that God would see fit to use our voices to be able to show people that like what you want is out there. There are Boazes that are out there. There are people out there. I mean, we see them in the comments. Okay, maybe I'll be shooting you a shot.
Hey, I want to shout out what
I can't remember his I forgot his what Bruh Instagram
said.
Name.
Bruh said, who in these comments looking for a
looking
husband?
Looking for a husband. I mean,
shout
listen,
out to you, bro.
I mean, and then just like the DMs that we've been getting about like how, you know, some of y'all are like, I'm going to be celibate now because I'm watching y'all. Or now, you know, I renew my relationship with God. It's like to think that we are just talking about what we've experienced, what God's done in us and how it's been a blessing to y'all. It really is mind blowing. And I'm just grateful. It's, you know, it's new too, because with all these followers comes people who are not so nice.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
talk about.
So that's a new thing. And I think I was talking to my sister and I was like, I don't think I ever saw the internet as like a scary place ever because, you know, who am I? Nobody. Until now, you know, we have 12,000 followers and people are just commenting. Now, the 9 times out of 10, the comments are amazing, beautiful, well. But there have been those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that are like, huh? Like,
yeah.
So, you know, and, you know, that has made us talk about things like, you know, how are we going to deal with those kind of things? We going to delete them? We going to respond? Like, so that's been new. That's definitely been new.
Yeah. I'm grateful for the work that I did in therapy. That prepared. It's so great how God is, because like I did a lot of work that prepared me personally for this, because if this would have launched the way it did last year when we first launched the podcast, I don't know if I would have been prepared already emotionally for some of the responses, because I put so much energy and value into what people thought about me. But now that I've done so much work and recognize who I am and whose I am and understanding that like how God views me, how God's approval is the top tier. Like I don't care about anybody else's. Now when somebody comments something crazy or something, I just turn the other cheek and turn the block.
Delete it,
block, and then call it a day. It doesn't move me, but I'm just grateful for God's grace and the work that I've done in therapy to understand that like it just comes with the territory.
Amen.
And like, you know, it's only the beginning. But also too, is like one of the things that I talked about before is like sometimes we put so much energy into the negative that we'll take away from the positive. We can go through a scroll of like 1,000 people saying all these amazing things, sending us personal messages, personal voice notes about how we changed their lives.
Yeah,
this one person say one negative thing. Now we, the whole day, we put our energy into this one person.
I literally called my sisters on FaceTime one day after, like, I'm like,
yeah.
Now she said that.
But that's just the enemy trying to take away our energy, our intentionality, and our focus onto what God has called us to do.
Amen.
So I'm excited. We've learned a lot, but I'm also very excited for what God is going to continue to do through this podcast, this platform, and the lives that we'll be able to touch. And no matter what the enemy throws, you know, we're going to be prepared for it because it's brought us closer.
Amen. 100%.
And I think that's something that we, last thing before we go to the questions, mm-hmm. is like talking through, like, I guess, the enemy hates marriage.
100%.
And because we're blessing so many people, we've seen, we talked about a little bit how attacks have come. Mm-hmm. How do you feel that we manage that? And like, what are some things that you feel like we talked about we're going to put in place so that as we continue to grow, that our marriage is protected?
How do I feel about things we put in place?
Yeah, like, how do you feel that we've like kind of managed the past couple months as far as like managing the growth? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, again, like we've seen those comments come our way or like just attacks coming up to our marriage while in the midst of our platform growing yet we still going through what we going through at home. You know what I'm saying?
I think what's crazy is, I think I was talking to my mom a couple weeks back, because again, like, you know, we, the podcast is doing superb, but like, yeah, so like there are things like our marriage, we're very strong, we're probably at one of probably the best the places best that we've ever been. But there are things outside of our marriage and the podcast that we just like, God, we out here serving your people, and we, how are you letting this happen to us? But I feel like, again, back to like, I feel like that those things are happening to prepare us to, it brought us to where we need to be so that 5 years from now, 3 years from now, like, we, this is setting the foundation. And at first it was like, kind of like mad at God, honestly, like, I think I told Keon, like, but I don't have no faith to pray. Like, I don't have it because I don't understand how God is allowing this, this, and this to happen when, you know, and I feel like I never have been like, God, you know, we tithe, we suck, because that's what you're supposed to do. But I think because there was so much happening and still is happening, I had a moment of just like, this is not what you said in your word. But I think that, one, I'm grateful because in that moment, Keon was able to just remind me with like, babe, we haven't missed nothing. Even with the things that we're going through, that are happening outside of our home, we haven't missed anything. Things are fine. We have what we need. And he had to remind me, like, this is not for, this is just a season that's going to pass. But I think once I was able to get my human out and then be reminded of, like, who God is and what he says in his word, like, we are not amiss of suffering. This is a part of, this is a part of the plan that he already wrote before we even were thought of. You know what I'm saying? And once I had to get back, once I got back into that mind frame, I was reminded, like, one, I don't have to have any of the answers because God has, he's a solution. He has the problem. He has every single, he knows the end for the beginning. So once I was able, back to the whole, like, relinquishing control and being like, God, I don't know how you're going to do X, Y, and Z, but I know you're going to do it. And being able to also come back to Keanu and say, babe, if I don't have it, he has it. His faith was, has been like a, like igniting to mine in this season. Us being able to pray together and being able to just honestly be there for one another and be each other's like backbone and spine as we keep God at the forefront has honestly been, I know that this is laying a foundation for what's to come. So I think that it really, it has been about perspective, I think, in this season. And not allowing things that could take us out to take us out, and knowing that with God at the center, at the foundation, that the things that we can control, we can, and the things that we can't, we can't.
Yeah. I think for me that, I think it has really kept us grounded. It kept us mindful of why we are doing this. Mm-hmm. Because we can impress people with our achievements, with the aesthetic of our relationship, with like how much money we have, all those things. But the real impact comes from the scars, the lessons, the vulnerability, the authenticity of like the things that we are going through, have went through, to be able to share and bless other people. So I think our suffering hasn't went in vain. Mm-mm. And I'm just grateful that, again, his grace has been sufficient in every season, that even in our weakness, like, he's still good. Even in all of the things that we've experienced, he's still kept us. And here we are being able to share his goodness, his glory. And as we continue to grow, we'll be able to reflect on those moments of like, really what my grandma said, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. And I think that's just really kept us grounded. So it don't feel good, but I'm grateful for it. 100%. I'm grateful for the question.
100%. I think, like, again, we've seen the purpose of it for sure.
Okay, I got some questions.
Let's go.
And then we can close out. What did the biggest season of growth look like for you? And what did it look like for your relationship?
I think this might be the biggest season of growth that we in. What'd you say?
For our relationship?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm. Mm. So this might be the biggest season of growth for maybe us spiritually.
Okay.
But I think for the relationship, it might have been like...
February?
Yeah, February. What did it look like? It didn't look too high.
Did not look good at all.
It was given like, again, I think we spoke about this kind of in the intense fellowship. Like, we really haven't had too many, like, really bad arguments or moments. But February, it was like a week of just like, yeah.
Welcome to marriage.
Yeah.
That was our welcome like, to marriage show.
It was like, how?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was the biggest moment. And honestly, I think I remember back a couple episodes you talked about, like, how we, when we get to that mountaintop, like, after we get, I think that was my first moment of, like, okay, this is exactly what, like, once we was out of that, I was like, we can get through anything.
Yeah,
we can get through anything.
For sure.
Because I think that was just, it was crazy, too, because, like, that was around, like, Valentine's Day time. It was just so, we had, like, family come in town.
That was the first time we spoke at a conference together.
So crazy how we were like doing so many things, but honey, me and him was not on the same page. And I think it just honestly made us, it made me more grateful for our mentors, because
they walked us through that season.
They walked us through that.
Yeah, and helped us
probably
navigate
that whole month, honestly.
For sure.
And when we came out of it, it was like, this is really my person. Like, this is my, like, this is my person. Like, yeah. We can get through anything. And yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I would say definitely, spiritually, this has been the biggest season to grow for us. But, like, in totality, our marriage was definitely February. For me personally, I would say, honestly, my biggest season of growth started before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I realized, like, you came with like a certain standard that I had to like meet in a sense, because before you, it was just like, I didn't really have not necessarily like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like the more spiritual person for any girl that I dated.
Yes.
So I didn't really have like a standard that I had to reach. But then like once we met and I was like, oh, like you like serious. Like, you don't just got diverse in your bio. Like, you actually like love the Lord.
Yeah, no, for real.
You know, so I'm trying to see that.
Love him down. Okay.
Yeah,
period.
So it's like, that was a, and then like, I just started feeling like internal convictions.
Yes.
Of like, man, you're supposed to be the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to lead in a way that's challenging, accountable, efficient.
Yeah.
All of those things that kind of like plays a role, integral in the role of a man leading the household. So I knew I had to grow in certain areas. So I would say before we got married, that's when I knew like, oh, I gotta take it to another level.
Amen. Amen. No, that's good.
How do you stay consistent in faith when you're in seasons of growth?
Child, you be at the feet of Jesus, honey. Snot, nose, and tissue, honey. All the things. Because that's all I got. You in that Bible, baby. You
in that Bible,
you
baby.
In the Bible. You, now, you know, with us being married, like, it's really been like a lean on each other. It's been a lean.
Yeah.
And now, you can't lean on somebody who, you know, they not in the word too. Because, hold on now. But I'm just saying. So it's back to, I said this before. It's so important.
I think people have heard your video where you said you gotta have the leader of the house.
Honey, that thing doing numbers out there. You feel me?
Hey, slow leader of the house.
But seriously, imagine we going through this season that we're going through, and
prime example.
And Keon is only I can only lean on him. He can't lean on me. The Bible talks about a house divided can't stand. We would be broken. We would not be where we are. That's why God is so, he speaks about being equally yoked. Because, baby, if he wasn't equally yoked, I don't know if we would be where we are right now.
We would not be.
If we were not equally yoked.
We would not be married.
It would be married?
I'm just saying. Well,
we wouldn't be married, honestly, because I wouldn't date him. Or he wouldn't date me, probably, because that was very serious to both of us. We wouldn't have been married. But to, like, the turmoil or, like, the things that are happening outside of our marriage, if we didn't have each other, who were both seeking God for ourselves and on the behalf of the other person, that's the only way you get through those seasons.
Only way.
That's the only way. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, of course, having people in your corner who are going to build you up, like, you know, our mentors or, you know, people outside of our marriage who we go to that will speak life into us and say, like, you know, this is just a season and God has X, Y, Z. But otherwise, yeah. You have something else you would share?
Nah, I mean, I'm just really just reflecting on, like, how real that is.
That's
bro.
So real.
If you don't take anything away from this podcast, just take one thing. Please don't marry the wrong person, bro. Please don't marry for the sense of aesthetics or just because you want a nice wedding or because they look good or because they got money.
Yes.
Like, please look at the character and the fruit of the person. Are they integral? Do they have discipline? Do they see God's face? Not just on Instagram, but just in real life. Like, really do your homework as to who you're going to be spending the rest of your life with. Because that could either make you or break you.
100%.
And we had the opportunity to be broken, but yet because of our steadfastness and because of our relationship, we were able to support each other and build each other back up. And now we're stronger than ever.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been in that space if we wasn't seeking God for our own.
Yeah. And not broken, like nothing happened crazy, y'all. Like, just, you know, life. But I'm just saying,
we got a lot of people now.
So nobody cheated, nothing crazy. No, none of that.
Yeah, please.
It's just like things that are happening outside of our control that we did not plan for.
That typically breaks relationships.
Yes. Sure. So yes, those are the things. And if we did not have one another, and if we were not seeking Jesus every day for ourselves, we would not be able to probably have made it through the season that we are in.
Last one. For someone who may be going through hard times, what encouragement can you give someone looking to grow?
Read your Bible. I know you probably like, that's what you got, but when you can only trust somebody that you know, you won't trust someone who you don't know. Like, I know in a hard season, I can trust God because I know him for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know him based off of what my mom said or what Keon said or what my dad preached. I know God for myself, but that came from building a relationship with him. So think about our earthly fathers. We like, if I get in a car accident, I'm going to call him. If something bad happened, I'm calling him. Because you have seen his track record, because he's been consistent. It's been the same with God. I've seen his track record. I've seen what he's done for me, what he's done for people around me. I know what his word says, that every promise has to stand. So when I'm in my tough season, I know who to call on, who to go to, and how consistent he's been. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I can give him back his word because I know that the word is true. Yeah. But you only get to the point that I'm talking about by getting to know God. You know how as friendships or even boyfriend and girlfriend, you only get to like 5 years in and 10 years because y'all grow together. You spend time with each other. You hang out. It's the same thing with God. People sometimes make their relationships seem so like scary. You only learn someone to trust someone by spending time with them. You learn about God through reading the Bible. Now, you can get any version you want to. You don't got to get the thou, blesses, and all those kind of things. You can get the, I love the Amplified version. You can get the ESV. You can get the NLT. But you have to start to grow that relationship for yourself. And then when you do that, honestly, it really shifts every area of your life. But it comes with first the desire to even want to get to know him.
Yeah. I would say two things, and it's kind of wrapped in this verse from Philippians, which talks about, like, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. I think that, like, telling God what you need, like, going to him in your vulnerable self, I think that has shown, like, benefits with me because, like, sometimes I can quote scriptures, but, like, it be tough, son. Like, it really be hitting. Like, it be hard. And I be, like, going to God, like, God, I believe, but help my unbelief in this moment. Like, like God, this is a tough season for me. Mm-hmm, like, I know your word says this, but I don't feel this right now in this moment. Like, being able to go to God in my vulnerable self, like weeping on the floor, like, God, I need your strength. Like, I need your help. That has shown because he meets me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gives me the strength to get through each day. Yet, if I feel like if I came into it with pride, if I came into it with, like, I can do this on my own, I feel like it was, I would see different results. So because I've been able to go with him, my vulnerable self, telling him all I need, like, I know your word says this, God, so you're going to have to, again, give him back your word. You're going to have to show up today. Because you told me your grace is sufficient. And in my weakness, I can trust you. So, like, you got to meet me today. So that has seen, I've seen a huge dividends from that. And the second thing is just like, you know, giving thanks. I think sometimes it's extremely imperative for us to be and reflective, like being reflective, because like the same God who did it before, he can do it again. I know it's like cliche. I know we hear that often, but like we really haven't missed a meal, bro. And like he's done things in the past where like I didn't know how he was going to make it, but yeah, he did it. So if he did it that way, he can definitely do it in my current situation. So I would just encourage everyone like who's listening, just continue to be reflective, like continue to think about all the things that God has done, not even just in your personal life, but the people around you, like the way he's shown up for your mom or for your cousin or for, you know, your friend. Like if he did it for them, he could do it. He loves you just as much as he loves them. And then also too, just being reminded of like he wants all of us. He don't want just the parts we feel comfortable giving to him. He wants all of you. So give him the parts where you're struggling with belief or struggling with your faith and like all those things. Like give that to him in your private time. Oh, and last thing too. I made this Word document where I wrote out all my favorite verses and I read it every single day, like morning and night. It just like soothes my soul, really, honestly.
Cause, but that's even going back to like you knowing him.
It's like it's, I'm building a muscle.
And you're like, you probably memorize the scriptures now, because now you're, and now you're giving back his word. So it's like, you know, like you spoke to the track record. I know what he did before. You're going to do it again. You spoke to, if I'm writing these scriptures down, it's because I'm believing his word. You know what I'm saying? So I really, I'm grateful that the Bible is literally like, it's a book that, like God, we're not experiencing nothing that God didn't, like, it's not new. It's nothing new under the sun. Like nothing that we're going through today is not like he didn't, he knew about it. People in the Bible experienced the same things. And he left us with that in order to know how to properly maneuver them, the situations. Then that's why you probably like the Bible. But yes, like that's literally the guide for how to get through all those things. There's people even like, there's a whole book called Lamentations. The person who, David is lamenting. He is giving to God his, the things that are horrible, crying. Psalms, if you read Psalms, honey, he is upset. Okay, but he, there are also scriptures inside of Psalms where he's saying that the Lord is my refuge. But two chapters later, he's like, God, I want this person's father to die. He, that whole book of the Bible shows you, speak to Keon's point of give God every single thing.
Being vulnerable, for sure.
Give him every single, and I, again, me saying to read the Bible, because this is an example of how you should talk to God. You know what I'm saying?
I think like, as we close, I just think that it's important that you like really build the muscle. Even on the days that you don't feel like 100%. Reading, like I would just encourage you, just read at least for like 10, 15 minutes. Like the more you're intentional about, again, building a relationship, you can't build a relationship if you don't spend no time. You know what I'm saying? Like that trust comes with just time and consistent efforts. You know, like I can't say this is my best friend, but I only see them once a week. Like best friend comes from talking every day, like being to get to know them and like all those things. So I would just encourage you to really be in the Bible as much as you can, continue to build a prayer life, and just start small. Like if you haven't done this before, I tell people all the time, just give God 5 minutes. And then next week, go to 10 minutes. And then after that, go to 15, 20. And then you'll just see a natural. When I first started Slim, I was in this jump. I would read the verse of the day on the Bible app, and then I would get up and go to work. Now I'm in this jump 2 hours every morning, bro. That did not, that was not what I foreseen when I first started getting in my relationship with Christ. It just came over time and consistency. But I've been able to weather these storms differently. Because of the faithfulness and the intentionality around my devotion time with God. And he's met me. Once you get that first, like me and Daniel was talking about this the other day. Once you get that first encounter, Slim, you're going to be, I'm telling you, you're going to be on the floor in the knees. You're going to be praying like we are. I'm okay, telling you, when the Holy Spirit meets you, Slim.
Yeah.
That joint is like a feeling I cannot, there is no other emotion feeling that you can compare to being met by God.
Yeah.
In your quiet time.
Yeah.
So if you have, like, trust me, Slim, lock in. Just start in 5 minutes and grow, and then you'll see growth in your own personal life.
Yeah, and even to that real quick, I would just say, even I think sometimes people are like, well, the Bible is so extensive and so confusing. It's like, ask God before you read, say, Lord, like, help me to understand your word. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, we, and you know, of course, I actually heard this for the first time recently in my life group that, like, sometimes coming into learning God and us, it can be like intimidating. And I think I never saw it like that because, you know, I grew up in it. However, hearing that made me think, you know, if I was new to this, like, what would I need? And I thought about those things, and it's just like, literally ask God to help you. Say, Lord, before I even get into the word, like, help me to see what you want me to see. Help me to hear what you want me to hear. Help me to be able to interpret what you're sharing and whatever. And you don't have to read a whole chapter each day. You can read one half of a page. So just like he was saying, there's so many different steps that you can take, but it's really all about like the willingness and the want to do it at the end of the day. Yep. Well, yeah, I like to talk about so much in this episode.
This might be the longest episode in the history of Journey to the Hills.
Stop. It was good though. I think we talked about good things. We really did. So we are just grateful for y'all. We have some things coming. So
are we talking about?
I don't think so. Not on this episode. Not just yet.
I think we should talk.
I think we shouldn't because...
Y'all, mark your calendars for...
For save a date. But we're going to... You got to be on our email list because they're going to get the... They're going to get... They're going to get...
I like that. I like
they're going to get the information first.
Yeah.
So,
I can't tell you.
In the description, we're going to put the subscribe to the email list because they're going to know all the hot takes
first.
Great
marketing.
Thank you. They're going to know all the hot takes first. So join the email list. Y'all be seeing this soon. Y'all already know Instagram, we're on there.
But it is a hint. We are having our first
something in the future.
Near future.
So yeah. So just again, get in that email box, okay? And yeah, we gonna miss y'all. We gonna miss y'all.
Yeah. We might have to do like a bonus episode.
We'll do something for y'all. So just be on the lookout. As always, do what?
Oh, start over. I was ready.
This episode was so long, he forgot. As always.
That was really aggressive. We just talked about your growth and how you were not.
You think it was aggressive?
I'll just play
aggressive. Amen. As always.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yes, because we will be back. We love y'all so much.
See ya.